so good to be back with you.
早晨好，很高兴又回到大家中间。
Seems like a long time.
好像时间很久了。
You know, the jet lag really, really does me bad now.
现在那个时差对我影响非常的大。
But I suspect it's not just the jet lag.
我觉得可能不单单是时差的问题。
Dorothy and I from...Let's see, from a Thursday until a Monday morning, had nine services.
从 You mean in China?
Yes.
他说那个他跟师母在中国从星期四到星期一，就是那短短的几天呢，有九个，就是有九次讲道。
And then left to come home.
然后呢，就讲完道之后呢，然后星期二就上飞机了。
So I think I have a bit of more than just jet lag.
所以我可能不单单是时差。
But I thank the Lord for His wonderful.Presence, His power. We had a wonderful time in China.
我真的是非常感谢神给我的这个神的同在，神的能力。我们在中国有一段真的是很好的时间。
I see, you know, over the 23 years that we've been going.
自从我们去中国已经有23年了。
And now when we go back, we look at how the church has grown and flourished and how each one of the groups are...The Lord is helping them.
我们现在回头看了，看到这个每个教会真的是在成长，在兴盛。然后我们看到神在每个地方所做的工。
So it's very rewarding for me.
所以对我来讲，这是很好像很有回报的这种感觉。
And I thank God He still gives me strength to go.
然后我真是感谢神，他仍然给我力量，让我可以去中国。
Someone wanted to know how it feels to be 80.
然后有人问我说，八十岁了感觉怎么样呢？
Not much difference in 79.
跟七十九岁没有太大的区别。
The body gets slower.
然后呢，那身体呢，慢慢就会越来行动越来越缓慢。
But the mind is very alive.
但是我的头脑还是像以前那么灵活。
I want to thank each one of you for your gifts and your well wishes and your cards. It's been tremendous.
真的是我非常的感谢大家，就是你们给我的礼物，给我写的卡片，对我来讲真的是哎，感觉很非常的甜美。
I feel humbled.
我真的是觉得好像我自己很不配得到这样。
I want you to know how much I appreciate you and how much I thank you.
我想让你知道，我心里真的是很感激你们，非常谢谢你们。
Now that was very nice. Now what I'm going to tell you isn't very nice.
我刚才讲的都很好听啊，但是现在我要讲的就没那么好听了。
You know, the Lord put in my heart a while back. He wants me to be a watchman.
你知道，在我很久以前，神在我心里放的一个负担就是成为一个守望者。
It's been very heavy on my heart.
这个在我心里其实是挺沉重的。
A watchman is one who warns.
然后这个守望者是什么呢？就是你要跟人提出警告。
It's one that stands on the wall and watches out and begins to see things as they come.
然后守望者就是在城墙上像哨兵似的，就是往远处看看有什么发生了。
I have a bit of a report to you as a watchman.
对于我作为一个守望者呢，我确实有个要向大家汇报的是什么呢？
Something's happening to our earth.
我们现在这个地球上有些事情在这个地球上发生，每天都在发生。
This last month there were 40 volcano explosions.
在上个月，仅仅是上个月就有40个火山在爆发。
Hundreds of earthquakes.
然后有上百个地震。
Some of them getting as strong as its Sandwich Island. It was over 7 point something.
有些那个地震那么强，就在里氏七点几级以上。
We have a lot of sinkholes that's happening across the world.
然后我们有这个地陷，就是说这个地上就一下子地上有个很大的坑，地陷。
They're finding hundreds and thousands of dead fish and birds.
他们又发现很多。
Even this week,
就算这个星期又发现这个死的鱼或者这个死的鸟就从天上掉下来。
But there's a new phenomenon going on.
然后现在又有一个新的迹象在形成。
That is lightning.
然后就是闪电。
I don't know about you, but in Hope Sound, we've been having some of the greatest thunder and lightning.
我不知道你们这边，但是在我们这个
，You mean recently？
在这个他所住的地方呢，他说现在呢有很多就是从来没有过这种很大的电闪雷鸣。
But the thing is, it's happening all over the world.
但是这个闪电呢，不单单是全世界都在发生。
India, they had an electrical storm that hurt 85 people were injured.
有一个在那个印度呢，它有一个就是这种闪电伤到了85个人。
This week in Germany,
在这个星期在德国
，there was a group of children and adults at a soccer game.
有那个你知道德国他们在那些小孩跟大人在一个足球场上。
They said there wasn't a cloud in the sky.
说天空中连一片云都没有。
And suddenly there was lightning and thunder.
突然之间呢，就电闪雷鸣的。
It hit the coach. They don't know. I don't know if he died or not.
然后这个闪电呢，就击中了这个足球教练，不知道他现在是活的还是死了。
And it injured 65 others, many of them children.
然后闪电呢，就击中了，伤到了65个，很多是其中很多是孩子。
We see that in Europe, Russia, and the UN are.Face to face.
然后我们现在就在这个联，就是我们看到这个欧洲和这个联合国，就是好像面对面。
We see that as far as the Middle East, it's just a simmering fire.
然后你知道中东局势也很动荡。
We see that China and the United States are not waving nice things to each other.
你知道这个中美关系也不是很好。
This is what Jesus said.
这就是主耶稣所预言到的。
He said, "In the last days, in the end times, these things would come.
这些事情都会出现
They would come like a woman in labor.
好，这就像妇人的产生产孩子产难
They would begin slowly, but then they would gradually get closer together and harder pains and harder situations.
刚开始呢还是比较慢的，到后来呢就是越来越那个阵痛越来越急，那个强度越来越高
We can look to science for an answer, but They don't have really have an answer.
我们可以去在科学上找答案，但是其实也不能给我们提供
什么答案。Those that take care of the earthquakes, the science, whatever they call that, starts with an S. But anyhow, they said the earth is getting thinner. The earth is getting weaker.
所以那个地震学家就讲，他们说，可能这个地球在变得，这个地壳呢变得越来越薄，这个地球变得越来越脆弱。
You and I are living in days like there's never been before.
我们生活在一个从来没。过去的人从来没有经历过
这个时代。Oh, they've had wars, they've had famines, they've had pestilence, they've had lots of things throughout history, but not all at one time.
他们虽然也有地震，也有饥荒，也有战争，但是呢，不像我们这样，所有的事情在同时发生。
This week they found a woman in the United States who has a super bug.
现在呢，他们发现在美国有一个妇女，有一个女人呢，她得了一个叫做那个超级病毒。
That they have no antibiotic for.
她这种病毒呢，就是她的所得到的感染。她说他们没有办法，就是没有任何的抗生素可以杀死这个病菌。
This is what our Savior said.
这就是我们的主耶稣所说的。
All we have to do is believe God's word.
我们所有要做的就是去相信神的话语。
As you go back and you listen, you look at the prophecies He said.You see them being fulfilled to the very day many times.
你知道，就说神的这个预言真的就是在眼前实现了。
So that's why I want to talk to you today.
所以我想今天跟你谈的是
about a burning heart.
讲到一个火热的心。
We just sang, "It's burning in my soul."
我们刚才唱的是神的这个神赐能力在我的心中。
The Spirit of God, the love of Jesus, is burning in my life.
就是神的灵，神的对主耶稣的爱，在我的心里焚烧。
I think if we are wise,
如果我们有智慧的话，我们够聪明的话
，we listen today what I'm trying to tell you, to get ourselves to the place where our heart burns with the love of Jesus, so that when He comes, we are.
所以我们如果我们知道说让我们的心呢为主耶稣活，在让对主耶稣的爱在我们心里焚烧，当他回来的时候，我们可以面对他。
We're going to go back to an incident that happened.
我们回到过去发生的一个
历史
上的一个事件。
After the death and the resurrection of Jesus.
在主耶稣受死复活之后。
We're going to walk along with the two men.
我们跟两个人呢一起同行。这两个人是要去以马忤寺的路上。
Men that were confused.
这些人呢，他们很困惑。
They were disillusioned.
他们就是不知道会发生了什么事情。
They had put their faith in a man, and here now, what's going on?
他们把他们的信心放在一个人身上，但是现在到底怎么会是这样呢
？Then they met a man.
然后他们在路上呢碰到了一个人。
They didn't recognize him.
他们没有认出他来。
But they invited him to come in and eat with them and stay with them.
他们就邀请这个人呢跟他们一起同行，然后跟他们一起吃饭。跟他们同住
expounded the word to them.
然后这个人呢就向他们阐述了神这个圣经
then he was gone.
然后突然之间他就消失了
and suddenly they realized it was Jesus.
然后突然他们就意识到了这个人就是主耶稣
and then,
就是基耶稣
in Luke 24 the verse 32
在路加福音24章32节
they said one to another,
他们就彼此说
Did not our hearts burn within us?
我们的心岂不是火热的吗？
While he talked with us.
他和我们说话。
And while he opened to us the scripture.
给我们讲解圣经的时候。
They went from a disillusioned heart to a blessed heart.
他们从一个心里不知道怎么样的 到一个蒙福的心到一个火热的心。
This is what he wants us, where he wants us to live.
这是神所要让我们所有的一个心。
I really wish someone asked how, you know, over eight, what does it feel when you get old? You don't know, feel any different in a sense, but except your bones. But the fact is that you reap when you get old.
你知道，就是说有人问我说，哦，你老了怎么样？其实你不会说感觉有特别的不同，但是呢，你就是现在开始收获你所播种的。
That if you get old with a cold heart, you're going to live with the grumbling and the complaining and the sense of fighting out at the world. You're going to end up.
如果你就是说本身你一直是长期的活在那种冷淡的心里边，到现在呢，最后你老的时候，你就会成为一个总是抱怨的，总是觉得全世界都跟你作对，你对什么都很不满的一个状态。
But when you end up with a burning heart for God,
但是如果你的心里是为神火热的话
，you enjoy each day.
你每天都可以享受。
You're never lonely.
你从来也不会孤单。
There's always something there, always someone with you.
只是总是有什么事情有一个人和你同在。
There's no guilt.
然后心里没有罪疚感。
You don't feel like grumbling and complaining. You feel like blessing God.
你不想说去抱怨，去，就是到处跟人讲。你的心里是称颂神。
That's why every person.
所以每一个人
should long for a burning.
所以我们都希望，其实我们每一个人都需要，就是自己心里有那种很强的愿望，要有一个火热的心。
This is what makes so many people.
这个是为什么让很多人
with no power.
很多人就是没有能力。
You pray, nothing happens.
你也祷告了，但是没有任何事情发生。
We just live our life, we fight, we complain, we go on, because our hearts are not burning for Him.
因为我们的心呢没有为神火热，所以呢我们就这样一天过来过，就这样一天一天的过，然后心里也充满了抱怨。
This was the Corinthian church.
这个呢，这种抱怨，这种状态，就像是在哥林多的教会。
Paul said, "You're just babes in Christ."
那个保罗说，你们就是在主里边的
婴孩。You never go any further.
你从来也没有成长。
You never find any real victories in your life.
你也在你的生活中、生命中没有真正的得胜。
Sometimes it becomes a cold heart.
有的时候这样的状态持续久了，你就有一个冷淡的心。
Jesus isn't on your mind.
然后主耶稣也不在你的头脑中。
He's not really a part of your life.
他也在也不是你生活中的一部分。
I want to read something you that one of my dear friends just wrote.
我的一个朋友所读的。
And he tells us there. He asks, "When am I really?"
他说我有一个朋友写，他说我到底是谁呢？
I am a Christian.
他说我是一个基督徒。
Christian isn't what I believe. Christian is what I am.
这个基督教不是说我所相信的什么，而是我就是什么。
And what I am determines how I approach everything in life.
我是什么样的人，决定了我怎么样来面对生活中的各个方方面面。
What I do.
我做什么。
What I say.
我说什么。
Where I go.
我去哪儿。
How I interact with others.
我怎么和人交往
？How I spend my time and money.
我怎么样花我的时间？怎么样花我的金钱
？What entertains me?
我用什么样的娱乐
？My form of worship.
我的这个敬拜的方式。
My attitude toward work and politics and church and education. All of that is shaped.
然后我对
because I am a Christian.
因为我是一个基督徒，这个会影响到我对工作、对政治、对教会、对教育、对公民行动，所有的这些都。我的这个，因为我是基督徒，都会影响我在这方面的态度。
Jesus said it was necessary to be born again.
主耶稣说你们要重生。
And Paul described it as a new life.
保罗说这是一个新造的人。
He became a new creature.
他变成一个新的一个创造。
Completely different from the old life.
跟原来是完全不同的，跟旧的人。
You see, Christian isn't what I believe; it's what I am.
所以这个基督教不单单是我所相信的，而是我自己就是什么。
To simply believe is not enough.
光只是头脑中相信，只是这样相信
是不够的。The devil believes and trembles.
那个魔鬼鬼魔也信，却是战惊。
To become a Christian is to become a new person.
就成为一个基督徒是成为一个新人，成为一个新造的人。
It's a miracle.
这是一个神迹。
It's truly a miracle.
这实际上真的是一个神迹。
When we're cold, our heart is cold. We feel a darkness. We don't sense the light.
当我们的心冷淡的时候呢，
become blind
我们就变得我们的心
to spiritual things.
我们的心呢是黑暗，我们的心就黑暗了。我们对这个属灵上的事情，我们就看不见。
We lose our direction.
然后我们也没有方向。
We get confused.
我们就开始很困惑。
We begin to think, well, what's this? Is this right? Is that right? Do you think that's really? We become confused.
然后你就说，到底这个应该这样还是应该那样？你就有很大的困惑。
And most of the time, we shut ourselves in.
然后最重要的是说，你就开始只为自己活。
But when we have a burning heart,
但是当你有一个火热的心的时候
，You say, Sister Schwartz, that sounds good.
你会说，妈咪，你这样讲的好像都很好。
Knowing what it's like when you don't have.A heart that burns.
你现在想想，你要是知道说没有一个火热的心会是怎么样的情况
？But you know, Lord, I've tried, Sister Schwartz, I've tried sometimes very hard.
你知道，妈咪，我有时候很努力的想要有一颗火热的心。
And I just can't seem to get there.
好像我就是没有办法到那个地步。
Well, now what happens is we have to let Christ show us our need.
首先呢，我们必须要让基督来向他向我们显示我们的需要。
Now, how do you find that out?
你怎么样能够发现你的需要是什么呢
？By going to him.
你要去到他面前。
But you go to him believing in him.
然后你要只有相信他，你才能到他面前。
Knowing that he is and a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
你要知道他赏赐那专心寻求他的人。
You see, I know. Many years I spent in doubt.
你知道我有很多年都是在那个怀疑中间度过。
I wasn't quite sure that all of this was real. The devil used that because I have a logical mind. He used that on me so.
因为我自己呢有好多年我都不是很确信。我有一个，我有很喜欢这种逻辑推证。然后那个撒旦就用这个，然后在我脑中有很多疑惑。
But there was a day God showed me through Scripture.
但是有一天呢，神通过他的话语向我显现，向我显示。
That I'm real.
神是真实的。
I'm here.
我就在这里。
Something happened in my heart.
然后呢，我的心里就有些东西发生。
I believe that he was.
然后我真的就相信他就是他所说的。
Some of you may have the same doubts.
也许你也有同样的这种疑惑。
Maybe you were raised to believe it. See, I was raised to believe
it. 也许你就是说你是在这个基督教的家庭里长大，你从小就说你要相信。
I had it Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and Saturday night on the street corner with my mother.
然后我是星期
preaching
星期天的上午晚上，星期六还有星期三的下午跟晚上在那个街上去。
I couldn't depend on my mother's
跟我妈妈一起讲。
I had to have the experience.
我不能只靠我妈妈经验，我必须自己要亲身经历。
This is the true reality of Christianity.
这是我们所信仰的真实。
It's basically.An experience of knowing God.
这是你自己一定要真正的、亲身的来经历神的真
实。Without doubts, without you know, the devil brings doubts, but we push them aside.
那个撒旦会让你疑惑，但是我们把它推开，你的心里对神没有怀疑。
So when you want to find out,
所以你自己要发现，要去找。
What you need,
你要
God.
如果你知道你
，Be sure you believe him.
如果你要知道
Be sure that when you go, you say, Lord, I'm going to get an answer. I don't know how, but I'm going to get an answer for you.
所以呢，你要知道你所需要的，你要到神面前，你要相信，你要相信说神呐、啊，我到你面前，你最后会给我答案。我相信你会给我答案。你要有这个相信的心。
We see that as we do this,
在我们这样做的时候
，it takes we come sometimes there's just no hope.
有的时候呢，你如果没有一个你有的时候你的心里会觉得没有盼望。
But there's great hope in God.
但是你知道，在神那边有巨大、有绝大的、有多么大的盼望吗
？Is enlarged when I think, as I have read and studied about God and His prophecies.
当我今天早晨我在读神的话。
It overwhelms me.
让我真的是来读神的话，来看他的这个预言，他的所讲的内容，我的心里真的是觉得在里边喜悦。
How he promises 3,000 years ago, and it happens to the day.
你看神所预言的东西，3000年前所预言的，到现在就发生了。 我的心里真的是觉得心都被扩张了，能看到这些。
So actually what we're going to have to do,
所以我们所要做的就是
is we're going to have to get to the scriptures.
我们首先要到神的话语上。
You see, that's what they said.
但是你说他们就都是这样讲。
He expounded the scriptures to me.
他说这个在以马忤斯的路上，耶稣就把这个圣经讲解给他们听。
You know, we call Bible reading a discipline.
我们就说哦，要读经，要训练，要自律。
And that's just what it is for so many of us. We feel like it's like taking a beating to have to read.
所以我们觉得好像是一个很沉重的责任，我们必须要读
圣经。But I have to get my one verse, my one chapter, my two chapters, and some of you maybe not any.
也许有些人就觉得说我必须要今天要读一章或读两
章，根本没有。How can you love someone when you don't know and understand them?
如果你都不了解一个人，也不知道他们，你怎么可以去爱这个人呢？
Scriptures are powerful.
你知道神的经文，神的话语是很有力的。
Truly they are.
真的，他们非常有能力。
They can cut to your heart.
他可以就是让我们这个从我们的心里边抛开我们的心。
They can lift you up almost to heaven.
他可以把你的心带到神面前，带到天上。
Let me give you some scriptures. Just listen.
让我就是给你一些经文。
For the word of God is quicker and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快。
It pierces even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit.
甚至魂与灵。
And is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of our heart.
魂骨节与骨髓都能刺入抛开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
The word of God is living.
神的话语是活的。
It has a way of putting its finger on our lives.
还有一个办法就是通过他的话语来向你显示你生活中的问题。
It has a way that when a nation will stand by the laws of God, He blesses that nation.
所以呢，当一个国家他真的是站在神的话语，就是以神的话来做基础的时候，神会祝福这个国家。
When I was growing up, it was a very nice time.
当我成长的一个环境是一个很好的时光。
We felt safe.
我们觉得很安全。
People were very honest.
人都是彼此之间都很诚实。
When we made a bargain, we just shook hands.
所以呢，如果我们要谈一笔生意，我们最后就握握手就好了。
Do you know when I was growing up, it wasn't until I was a teenager that they opened any store on Sunday.
你知道？They wouldn't open.
No, never.
他说在我是那个我青少年期的时候
It was a law they called blue law.
他们那时候星期天所有的商店都不开门，他们有一个法律叫蓝色法律。
And that's what they kept. And that's when we had families that went to church, or had families that were together, families that every Sunday was their big dinner.And the great gathering of the family.
所以那时候呢，那个家庭呢都在一起。然后星期天呢，就是一个很大的一个日子，他们都会一起上教会，然后也会在一起吃晚餐，就是一个很重要的日子。
But what happened to America?
但是美国到底发生了什么呢
？It cut down the blue laws. The stores opened.
他们首先呢就把这个法律给就是
came into the schools and took out prayer and Bible reading.
然后他们就说星期天可以开店，然后又在学校里边说不可以再读圣经。
It cut out the law that said that you could have no abortions, but that you can now have abortions.
他们就说
you can kill millions now.
他们就说过去说是堕胎是不合适是违法的，现在就说你可以随便堕胎。
Do you think it's any different?Then when in the Old Testament they said those kings worshipped idols and they lifted up their children and sacrificed their children.
你知道在旧约里边这些当这些旧约的这以色列的王他们敬拜偶像的时候他们甚至让自己的孩子金火献燔祭给这个偶像。
We defy the laws that God has given us in marriage.
然后我们也真的是就是轻视神所对于婚姻的这个法律。
And now we're losing our mind.
现在这个人已经发昏了。
When our government can say that we can go to any bathroom you want to.
现在都已经发昏到什么程度了？这个甚至这个政府
our mind.
政府说你不管是男是女，你想去哪个厕所你就可以去哪个厕所。那个
Think about that.
你想一想，这简直就是发疯了。
The way the world is today, oh Lord help us.
神真的是帮助我们。
But I'm saying this is what happens when we get away from the word of God.
当你远离神的话语的时候，最后你会到什么地步呢？你就看到发生了一切。
John said, but whosoever keepeth his word in him verily is the love of God perfected, thereby knowing we are in him.
所以呢，约翰福音第二章第五节就说，凡遵守主道的，爱神的心在他里面，实在是完全的。从此我们知道我们是住在主里面。
As for God, his way is perfect.
至于神，他的道是完全的。
The word of the Lord is tried.
耶和华的话是炼净的。
He is a buckler to all those that trust in him.
凡投靠他的，他便做他们的盾牌。
You think God doesn't take care of his own?
你知道，难道神不照顾他自己
所有的吗？ I was reading Ezekiel this when I was in China.
在我在中国的时候，我在读
《启示录》。It just really, oh, I can't tell you how God blessed it to my heart.
然后呢，当我读《启示录》，神真的祝福我的心，让我的心很喜乐。
Now some of us wonders what's going to happen if Jesus comes back.
我们很多人有时候想，当主耶稣再来的
时候，会有世界上会怎么样？ There's some that says there'll be a rapture, other that says it will be later on. Some say there'll be none.
有的就说有这个背提，有的人就说是灾后背提，还有的就说不会有背提。
But God has patterns.
但是神呢，他有他做事的模
式。And when you begin to know His word, you begin to see His patterns.
当你读神的话的时候，话语的时候，你会发现神做事的一个模式。
And that pattern was that whenever there was punishment from God,
就是说那个模式是什么？就是
not affliction, not persecution.
当神要惩罚的时候
，but punishment from God,
不是说是管教，也不是苦难，而只是说真的是神的惩罚要临到的时候。
He took His people out of it.
当神要惩罚的时候，他就会把他的属他的子民给带出去，
the,
让他们受惩罚。比如说大洪水，
what?
然后比如罗德。
And then I read in Ezekiel.
然后我就在以西结书上读到。
Now God was sending a terrible nation to take His country.Take his children into real persecution and punishment.
神真的是要惩罚他的选民以色列，就让借着一个国家来惩罚他的子民以色列，把他们放逐到另外一个国家去。
But he said to Ezekiel,
但是神对以西结先知以西结怎么说呢？
But I will take care of my own.
但是神说我会照顾我的子民，所有那个爱我的。
And I got to thinking about that.
然后你要想一想。
And then I thought aboutDaniel and the three Hebrew boys.
然后我就想到那个但以理跟他的
三个朋友。That loved the Lord.
他们爱神。
Did he take care of them?
神有没有照顾他们呢？
He made Daniel head only the king was over.
所以呢，但以理呢，就是一人之下，万人之上，是这个宰相。
Mordecai.
然后那个莫迪改。
When you read about Esther,
你就读以斯帖记。
How God protected the people then, and they were going to try to kill them then.
就是那个时候想要就是灭亡，就是把灭绝以色列种族的神怎么保护他们，也怎么保护以斯帖莫迪改。
I'll tell you, the word of God says, "I am your buckler."
神说我是你的盾牌。
I am the one that can take care.
我是你的盾牌，我可以保护你。
Every word of God is pure.
神的言语句句都是炼净的。
He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him.
投靠他的，他便做他们的盾牌。
How true.
这多么的真实！
The grass withers, the flowers fade.
草必枯干，花必凋残。
But the word of our God shall stand forever.
唯有我们神的话必永远立定。
Listen to what he said here. Jesus said.
主耶稣在这里又说什么呢？
My mother and my brother are those who hear the word of God and do it.
耶稣回答说：“听了神的道。”而又遵行的人，这就是我的母亲，我的弟兄了。
He didn't lift his mother up.
他没有说把他妈妈放在一个很高的位置。
He didn't make her a queen of heaven.
他没有说让他妈妈成为天后。
He said, "If you believe my word, you're the same as my mother and my brothers."
如果他说，如果你听我的话，你去遵行，那你就像我的母亲，像我的兄弟。
Then so mighty grew the word of God, and it prevailed.
所以呢，主的道就这样大大兴旺，
而且得胜。If you knew anything about history,
如果你知道历史上
，you would understand after Paul died and the church began to flourish, it went out all across the Middle East into a Northern Africa.
你知道，就是如果你去读教会历史的话，
在保罗死亡之后 ，They were strong Christian churches.
在那个时候呢，基督教就到处宣扬，然后一直到了北非。那个时候，那基督教会很强壮，然后一直有好几百年的时间。
Until the Muslims came with the sword.
那个穆斯林呢？
And kill those that would not be turned to them, and put the others under submission.
你知道那个穆斯林来了之后，就是凡
是不相信
他们的，他就把他们都屠杀这些不相信他们的。
But it was word of God that didn't spread by a sword.
但是神的话语却不是靠着
刀剑来传扬。It was a word of God that touched the needs of the hearts of the people.
神的话语是
触动我们的心。And it spread throughout all the
Middle East. 然后就传遍整个地中海世界，以致的世界。
And after this, Jesus knew that all things were now accomplished, and that the scriptures might be fulfilled.
这事以后，耶稣知道各样的事已经成了，为要使经上的话应验。
It said he expounded.
就是主耶稣他把这个话语给阐述出来，讲明。
Now, today it is not the form of Jesus.
现在呢，不是。
It's not his bodily form, but it's the Holy Spirit.That expounds to us.
现在呢，不是主耶稣自己，他这个这个人在这边给我们讲解圣经，而是圣灵在向我们讲解圣经，把圣经讲明白了。
That's why it doesn't mean a lot to people.
所以呢，对我们来讲，这个真的是很
重要。They're reading words.
有很多人呢，就是只是读的是这个字面上的意思。
They go to the commentary. They go to the radio to listen to people preach. They're wanting to how to interpret it. Let me tell you, it's the Holy Spirit that expounds the word that gets into the very.
所以有的时候，我们有的人呢，就是去看圣经注释书，去听广播，看别人怎么解释的。实际上是圣灵亲自来向你把神的话给讲明了。
Then they said, "Didn't he walk with us?"
然后这两个以马五世的门徒说，他不是跟我们同行吗？
You see, it's the Spirit itself that bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
圣灵和我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
So we see that they're saying he walked with us.
所以在这里他说他和我们同行。
That means he walked with us.
他和我们同行，就跟我们一起走。
And I'm so glad the Holy Spirit can walk with us today.
我很高兴，就是说圣灵今天和我们同行。
And He leads us.
然后他带领我们。
In the paths of righteousness.
他带领我们进入真理。
And He burns our heart many times as we think about Jesus and think about heaven and think about how great God is.
所以呢，当我们想到主耶稣，想到天堂，想到父神，我们的心里就充满了火热。
He did walk with them, but you know, when they got to the house,
主耶稣确实和这两个门徒同行，但是当他们到了这个所去的村子的时候
，they stopped.
然后他们就停下来
，and they invited him in.
然后他们就要强留主耶稣跟他们一起同住。
How often do we invite him in?
有多少次我们真的是邀请主耶稣进来呢
？How often do we say, Lord? I need a fresh anointing.
然后你有多少次跟神说，神呐，我需要你的这个触摸，我真的是需要你的恩膏。
If we let Christ remain with us,
如果我们让主耶稣，
see we have to take the initiative.
我们必须要主动，我们要求主耶稣跟我
们同住。We have to call on Him.
我们要真的是呼求他。
And He said, "If you call on Me, I will answer."
主耶稣说，你若向我呼求，我就
必应。If you search after Me, I'll be found.
如果你去寻求，你就寻见。
We seek after money. We search after things that make us happy in life. But how many of us are seeking and searching after Jesus?
我们在很多人是在追求钱财，或者追求让这个让你能够觉得高兴的事物。但有多少人真的是去寻求耶稣呢
？It's not fanatical.It's natural.
这个不是说是一个，这是人
的本性。Natural to one that made you, the one that loves you, the one that cares for you. If you seek after them,
如果你真的是，就是你按照你的本性，就会寻求那些让你高兴、让你快乐的东西。
Some of you seek after happiness. You're seeking after all kinds of things, after passion, after love, after someone caring. Listen, Jesus can satisfy every longing.Of your heart,
你知道有些人在寻求幸福，所以就寻求一个他所能够爱他的人。但是你知道吗？主耶稣可以满足你心里所有的需求。
And I can testify every need of your life.
然后我可以真的向你保证，就是你生活中的所有的需要。
The burning happened there as they were talking about him and what he said.
然后这些门徒心里所有的这个火热的心，在他们跟主耶谈论的时候。
But that burning.Had to remain.
但是呢，这种火热怎么样可以让它保持这种火热呢
How could they give in their lives for Jesus? How could they, as Christians, give up everything and die?
他们是怎么样可以为了主耶稣放弃生活中所有的一切，甚至为主，为了这个，为了主耶稣能够愿意死呢？
You're going to find out your commitment is pretty weak when they face you with the sword.
你知道，当人家拿了这个刀剑要砍你的头的时候，有时候我们的这个对神的这个委身，有时候是非常非常的软弱的，是很小的。
When they take away our freedoms and our rights.
当他们把我们的这个权利跟我们的自由都拿走的时候。
What caused some of them? I was watching where the men were killed, the Ethiopian men that were killed on the seashore.
你知道去年有二十一个，就是埃塞俄比亚有二十一个弟兄，他们在被这个 ISIS 被伊斯兰国在那里被杀掉，被砍头。
And this man said, "I'm so glad that they filmed it so we could see it."
有一个人说我很高兴，就是因为他们这些伊斯兰国这些恐怖主义，他们把它录下来，这样我们可以看到。
Not the killing，
并不是说这种屠杀。
But they enlarged the photograph，
然后他们甚至把这个照片呢给放大。
And they said their mouths were moving。
然后这些人呢，这些被杀的这些人的嘴巴
在动。They were lifting up their hearts，
他们把他们的心抬起来。
To the Lord，
他们的心真是对着神。
I hope we're able to do.
我希望我们也真是面对这样的情况，我们也可以这样做。
But it's the burning in our heart.
但是这个神的灵，我们的心必须首先是火热的。
What takes some people hundreds of miles from their home to different cultures to living in a sub life? The burning in the heart.
为什么有这么多的人可以离开家乡到这种全世界不同的地方？在一个完全不同的文化，在那边可以住那么多年宣教呢，就是因为他们心里有一个火热的心。
You see what the burning heart does for us is that your eyes are open.
这个当你有火热的心，你会对你造成什么样的
影响呢？ You begin to see the real reality of life.
你的眼睛就明亮了，你看到生活中的。
Your eyes are open to the heavenly things.
你的眼睛就能看到天上的属天的事物。
To the power.Of Jesus,
你就可以看到，真的是看到主耶稣的能力。
You know him.
你认识他。
I have to confess, I pray a lot for different ones and for you.
你知道我
as a body.
我对为教会的一体，我为教会很多不同的人祷告。
But there's something about when you know, really know somebody.
当你如果你真的是很认识一个人的时候
，that when you begin to pray, there's a fervency there.
当你为这个人祷告，你心里边，你认识。
I know what's happening.
你知道这个人的时候，你心里边有这种火热，你心里边有，你知道说到底他们生活中发生了什么事。
We really know him.
我们当我们真正认识神的时候，我们真的知道他的时候。
And then you begin to talk about it.
你就开始彼此谈论。
They said one to another.
就像这里讲到以马忤师的门徒彼此说。
And then they rose up and they went back.
然后他们就立时起身回耶路撒冷去。
So it makes us go for him.
所以呢，这个火热的心会让我们为了他出去。
Experiencing Jesus.
然后呢，你让你能经历到主耶稣。
To the power of the Holy Spirit.
你经历到圣灵的大能。
That enlightens the Godhead is the greatest experience you will ever have.
如果你从神那边得到神的启示，那是你能所有的最让你最兴奋的那种经历。
It's the satisfying experience.
也最能满足你的心。
That when you get sick, your heart can still burn within you His love.
就算你的身体上虽然生疾病，但是你的心仍然可以为神火热。
That you talk with Him.
你跟他交谈。
That you lift up your heart with Him.
你把你的心抬到。带到他面前。
That you can be intimate with God.
你可以跟神很亲密。
He's promised all of this in His Word.
神在他的话语里就是这样答应应许我们的。
Don't be satisfied with any less.
不要说就是为这种不够的东西，这种
现有的东西满足。
Paul said,
"What manner of men should we be as we see His coming close?"
当保罗说，当你当
神再来的时候 How should we live, he said.
我们应该怎么样面对
well, I want to tell you how
我们应该怎么样的生活呢我们应该怎么样的样子呢
With a burning heart toward Jesus Christ.
就是说当他来的时候
With a love toward our Father God.
就是在心里呢是对神充满对耶稣充满了爱
That's how we need to live.
对主耶稣充满了盼望对神充满了爱那是我们应该说什么
Shall we stand?
我们好不好站起来请大家站起来
Father,
天父啊
，This morning，
今天早晨
，You know this has been on our heart。
你知道这在我的心里边，在我们的心里
，We long more than anything。
我们真的是渴慕这件事情，真的是
that our people become godly people。
我真的是渴慕我们的教会的所有的人，真的是成为一个敬虔的人。他们在对你的爱在不断的增长。
We may hurt, but you can take care.
我们可能受伤害，但是你可以来看顾。
Father,
父神
，Look at our hearts this morning.
你真的是查看我们的心。
There's not one of us, whether they believe it or not.
不管我们其中的所有的人，不管是他相信还是没有相信。
That you don't see everything about them.
你知道我们心中的每一件事情。
In fact, you said you've written it down in a book.
甚至你把我们心中的思想意念都记在一本书上。
Oh, speak to our hearts.
主啊，你对我们的心说话。
If there's any of you today that wants to get closer to Him,
如果其中我们有谁想要跟主耶稣更靠近
，that wants to get into the Scriptures, that wants to walk with Him,
他如果我们其中有任何人想和主耶稣同行，想要进到这个神的话语里边
，ask Him to meet your sinful needs or your needs.
你求神来满足你的，不管是你有罪的需要，还是你真正的需要。
Oh Father, we need help.
哦，父神，我们需要你的帮助。
I'm going to ask David, please, to pray, play something for us.
唐牧师
And we're just going to stop. We're just going to get quiet before the heavenly.
我们就在神面前真的是安静。
Father,
父啊
，May there be some here this morning.
但愿我们其中的有些人
really made up their heart.
真的是他们真的是已经下决心
that they're going to seek you.
他们会寻求你
they're going to get into your word.
他们真的是进到你的话语里边
it's going to be a Christian.
他们会他们真的是成为基督徒。成为你的门徒。
We love them, Lord, but you love them so much more.
我们爱他，但是主啊，你更爱他们。
And that love is so beautiful.
主啊，你的爱是何等的美。
But when it's turned into anger,
当那个爱，当他们对你的爱最后变成愤怒的时候，变成气愤怒的时候
，You said man will never be able to take it.
他们就不再能够体会到你的爱。
This morning, just speak to our heart.
主啊，今天早晨就求你对我们的心说话。
In Jesus,
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
大家请坐。